This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. federal deficit has grown 39% in the first 8 months of this budget year. Yes, during an economic boom. The latest monthly report from the Treasury Department says the U.S. spent almost $740 billion more money than it took in from October to May, Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Good economic times typically mean shrinking deficits. Benefit payments like unemployment go down, people make more money, so the government gets more in taxes. Not this time.
It's not just unusual, it's unprecedented.
Mark Goldwine at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, a nonpartisan think tank.
Only really 1 year in our history during Vietnam has the United States ever had growing deficits like this at the same time that the economy was also growing at its potential.
Tax cuts in 2017 mean government revenue hasn't kept pace with economic growth, while Social Security, Medicare, and defense spending have all gone up. George Washington University's Joanne Weiner worked at the Treasury Department in the 90s. She thinks there's been a philosophical change.
Overall, the theme was, let's not just spend much more than we bring in. That concept is now completely gone.
There is one policy change that is bringing in more revenue. Trade tariffs from imports generated $45 billion. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.